Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
If it happens in college football, hear it here first.
Rifles one wide open, touchdown!
This is College Football Game Time with Chris Guilford, John Chuckery, and Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It's the final hour of College Football Game Time today on this Saturday. College football playoffs ready to get underway. Coming up a little bit later on, about an hour from right down, just down the street, LSU and Oklahoma in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And then later on tonight, it is in the Fiesta Bowl. It's Ohio State and Clemson from Arizona at 8 o'clock.
Did this place clear out, or did this place clear out?
Yeah, it cleared out. By the way, how crazy is the schedule, the way it works this year, where on New Year's Day, you just got the Rose Bowl and the Sugar Bowl?
Right.
Now, I understand you've got the Citrus Bowl and Alpine Bowl, but I'm talking about like big name bowl games.
Uh-huh.
You got Rose and Sugar.
Right.
That's it.
Right.
No Fiesta. No, you know, Peach Bowl, I know, was always New Year's Eve, but no Cotton Bowl.
Everything has changed, right?
I know.
And that's what we're all about. We can't leave stuff alone. Oh, we need to do it this way because it makes it better. How about Auburn and Alabama playing at the same time?
Yeah.
I think Chris brought that to my attention the other day. I'm like, yeah, okay.
Crazy.
It is.
It's weird how the bowl schedule has kind of worked itself out this year. You know, New Year's Day's got four games and that's it, and there's not a lot of luster. I mean,
that's true.
You know, just
we
honestly
work
is.
New Year's Day.
No, New Year's Eve.
We got to work New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm on to 11 o'clock.
You on to 11 o'clock on New Year's Eve?
I got a hotel over.
Thanks
here.
Thanks a lot, 14. Sean.
I got a hotel over here. I already got a hotel in Midtown.
Let's.
You know how much they wanted for the Four Seasons?
What's that?
$1,200.
For just that night?
On New Year's Eve? Sure.
Yeah.
And you
see that.
Yeah, I can see that. But you're trying to give me money to put on a damn helmet. You need to save that money. First of all, you need to go get your glass fixed because
I was going to say, he's going to slip in his car. It's going to rain tomorrow. I got a whole roll of duct tape.
Duct tape and trash bag.
Listen, I got enough money to buy all the duct tape and plastic Home Depot's got.
A little bit of that Alabama chrome, huh?
Exactly, yes.
Hey, guys, let's hit a couple of these other bowl games that are going on this week, including Monday, you've got the First Responders Bowl, Western Kentucky against Western Michigan. Never a good thing when two directional schools meet up.
I mean, damn.
The Music City Bowl in Nashville has Mississippi State against Louisville. Look, Joe Moorhead, he needs a bowl win down at Mississippi State, John.
Man, you know what he needs? He needs to keep his quarterback from fighting. Yeah, so he's lost his starting quarterback for some kind of altercation with a teammate.
And said he's not going to need surgery on it or whatever.
Yeah.
But,
that's never good.
Yeah, Louisville with a really nice year. This would be a real good capper Louisville on what the job Scott Satterfield did this year for Louisville.
First year there for him. Red Box Bowl on Monday has Cal taking on Illinois from Santa Clara, California.
One of the more overachieving teams this year.
How about Levy? How about Levy, man?
Yep. They did a great job this year. They were in the upper half of the Big Ten. I mean, I'm not talking Ohio State, Penn State, but I'm talking about, you know, when you talk about, you know, the top six or seven in the Big Ten, they're in that discussion.
Great job, Levy.
They're up there.
Capital One Orange Bowl has Florida against Virginia from Miami Monday night at 8 o'clock. Guys, I think if Florida can win this game convincingly, it wouldn't shock me to see Florida top 10 team going into next year.
If Jake Fromm doesn't come back, I'm going to tell you right now, Florida's going to be the preseason SEC East favorite.
I agree with that.
Jake Fromm doesn't come back, Florida will be the favorite in the SEC East. They'll get the media vote
at
SEC
media. Yeah, I agree with that. But, you know, because Kyle Trask is coming back.
Yeah.
Where the hell was he going?
Well, the CFL didn't want him.
Or Vince didn't want him.
Yeah. It's Vince said, wait a year, kid.
Neither one of those two teams run the ball very well. Perkins, though, against that Florida defense should be
that
fun
kid,
to watch.
That defensive end for Florida, that what's his name, the Greenland kid?
Oh, yes. He's awesome.
Goodness. Oh,
He's awesome.
Hey, Tuesday.
Listen, he made feast against Bryce Perkins, too, by the way.
Tuesday is New Year's Eve. You got the Belk Bowl, Virginia Tech against Kentucky. Over, under on the number of passes Kentucky throws at five.
Under.
Yeah.
Under. I say they throw two.
I've grown to really like Belk. So the fact that they get like a $500 Belk card.
You're jealous.
I'd take that all day.
Just
yeah.
for this year.
Yeah.
You shot
year.
Yourself.
It's gone.
You
after this.
Belk.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's you right. Yeah, just the last year.
You get the chance.
No. It's still there. It's the different tie-ins, though.
Yeah, it won't be the Belk Bowl. The game will still be in Charlotte.
Right. Oh,
it
okay.
just won't be.
But the tie, I think the Big Ten has a tie-in to that game going next
year.
Yeah,
they will alternate between the Big Ten and SEC,
I think. Yeah.
ACC's in it every year.
I like Belk.
Belk's good. I like it. I'm telling you. Underrated.
Gets you some nice Chaps shirts.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Could have had a polo.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't have had one. I got a girlfriend up in Avalon. I can't have
You still you still whipped. She still got you in the streets up in Avalon.
No, not
That's
me.
The reason why you can't afford a new window.
That's why I can't afford a new damn window.
Exactly.
He has bought her
that's why my plastic's flapping
in the
breeze.
Bought her some Chardonnay yesterday. Mm-hmm. Some high-end Chardonnay.
It's not polo. It's pollo.
The Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl.
What?
I didn't make that up. I'm serious. That's what it's called. It's the Tony the Tiger Sun Bowl, Florida State, Arizona
that
State.
That game's always been pretty good, though. There's been some good matchups in the Sun Bowl over the years.
I love Arizona. I love the quarterback. Florida State.
Yeah.
Now, is Norvell, is he going to coach in this game?
I was going to say, is Norvell coaching or is he staying out of the way?
No.
In this game? I know he's not. I mean, he's obviously not here today at the Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, usually they stay out the way.
Right. Usually, yeah.
Yeah, because you let her interim coach or whoever.
Unless you're Scott Frost, then you stay down there
and
coach. By the way, that was a funny story this week, too, what Alabama's using their practice facility and they invited him in the home of the defending national champion.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's funny. The AutoZone Liberty Bowl has Navy against Kansas State. That's at 3:45.
Another
Navy's had a good year. Good year for Navy.
The Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl has Wyoming against Georgia State.
Let's go, Georgia State.
How many people are going to be at that game?
It's 13.
What number is higher? Kentucky passes or the attendance that game?
That's one of them games where you just go down to the shake joint. And you just give out dudes free tickets.
Ellington's final game, in college. So trying to wrap things up. Listen, Georgia State trying to win eight games for the first time
so
in program
great.
History.
That'd be so great. You know? Coach Elliott.
It's not the same Wyoming. You know, it's not Josh Allen and Brian Hill and those guys, you know, but they're offensively not as good. They lost their starting quarterback before the end of the season.
Hey, you know, so, John, they did beat Missouri.
They did beat Missouri.
Yeah, but that was when they had their starting quarterback at the beginning of the year.
Yeah,
you know? They lost their starting quarterback.
A Missouri team that was supposed to be undefeated when they came to Athens.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm surprised they're not in the Cotton Bowl today.
Stubbed a toe there. Stubbed a toe. The Valero Alamo
Bowl. The committee almost put Missouri in with Memphis today.
They
were so close.
Yeah, they were
so close.
They were right there.
Mm-hmm.
They were right there. Utah and Texas.
What team wants to be
Alamo
here last?
Dude, I love this
bowl. Let me tell you, Utah.
Alamo's always been a great bowl,
I know,
though.
But you understand, Utah was a win away from being in the playoff.
Yeah. Yeah, and now here's the thing. I think Coach Whittingham is going to have these boys ready to play, man.
Oh, I do, too.
Because of the
By the way.
That's a brand. You're going against Texas?
And he was voted Coach of the Year.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. He won the Bobby Dodd. He won the Bobby Dodd Coach of the Year. This always is a good matchup, that Pac-12, Big 12. This ain't a great matchup this year.
You don't think so?
I don't think either team wants to be. You think either team winning this year thinking they're going to be in the Alamo Bowl?
No.
You think Texas winning, you think they're going, they went for
no,
the they, Sugar
no,
Bowl,
no,
the Alamo
no,
Bowl?
No, no, no. Ellinger said, we're back.
They are.
Yeah, y'all are back to being.
Well, they're back in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not very far to go. Listen, when you
I
can
want
take,
to go to San Antonio for a
well,
damn
listen,
bowl
listen,
game.
When you can take a bus to your bowl game, that tells you how your season went.
See, that's the one thing. You know, you guys talk about the attendance at the Georgia State game, but I think that's great for Georgia State to be able to get a true bowl experience where you get on a plane and get out of
agreed.
The Southeast.
Agreed.
No, here's the thing, is that they get to play on New Year's Eve in an afternoon bowl game.
Oh, agree.
That's fantastic for State. That's a,
I agree.
It just – what sucks is most all of those Sun Belt tie-ins are in the Southeast.
Right.
You know, it's in Mobile or it's the Camellia Bowl and things like that. You know, most of them are in the Southeast. This is the one exception where they got to go way out west to Arizona.
And that's great.
Yeah, and by the way, too, trying to get out there is not easy because, you know, there's a game that's going on today, a couple of days before that game out in Arizona today. Yeah. So flights and things like that were kind of at a premium to fly out to Arizona.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
VRBO Citrus Bowl, Michigan, Alabama, 1 o'clock on New
Year's
Day. Who
wants to be there
on Wednesday?
When the loser of this game, who's going to be the first coach to stand in front of a podium and tell you that they didn't want to be there?
Jim. Nick's not going to do it.
No, Nick won't say that.
Nick won't say that, but he'll make you believe that.
Yeah, everybody will say it for him. Everybody will say it for him.
A win by, the thing about this game that gets me is the fact that, and I agree, guys, I think this is who wants to be there, who doesn't want to be there, which coach can get his guys up and get them ready. But the idea of Michigan and Alabama playing, I mean, that's what I want to see in a bowl game.
Absolutely.
I want to see those.
But how many guys are not going to play in this game, by the way, too?
They have not said.
Yeah.
They have not said yet.
Well, not plenty of time.
Going on at the same time as the Citrus Bowl is the Outback Bowl between Minnesota and Auburn. That game kicks off at 1 o'clock as well.
I think this is a sleeper good game. I think Minnesota-Auburn's a sleeper good game.
Because Minnesota's going to be – Minnesota. Yeah,
Minnesota's going to be jacked.
They're going to be jacked
like
to play Auburn, man.
Yep.
They are.
Yep, to be playing on a New Year's Day bowl game like that.
Minnesota, a win by them would give them more than 10 wins in a season for the first time since 1904.
Oh, by the way, I did look it up. It was the 88-89 Lou Holtz back-to-back years that they had 24 wins.
So 30 years ago.
They won the national title. Then the following year was the only game they lost was the cheat game by Colorado when Colorado cheated and got that bogus.
Real quick.
Pushing the back penalty on
Rose Bowl,
Rocket Ishmael's
Oregon, Wisconsin. Any thoughts on the Rose Bowl, Oregon, Wisconsin?
I think it's going to be pretty good.
Drill them. Oregon's going to drill them.
No, I think Wisconsin's going to win.
Oregon's going to drill them.
Earlier in the show, earlier today, we had the chance to visit with a play-by-play voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair. If you missed it, we're going to play it for you next. Hang on. Coming back on College Football Game Time from Stats Brew Pub on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College Football Game Time is on with your hosts Chris Kilforth, John Chuckery, and Randy McMichael on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire and his health for this game. Can you give us an update? How much do you think we see him today, if at all, for LSU?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. You know, after arriving here in Atlanta, you know, I've been around a lot of the coaches, a lot of the staff for football, and I got to be honest with you, it's not gamesmanship. As far as will he play or won't he play, I think everybody's going to find out once we arrive over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium and he gives it a little go in pregame warmups. So that's the latest we've heard. Now I'm talking about all the way from Coach O to Steve Ensminger to Joe Brady. I think it's all going to depend. You know, you hear the game time decision thrown out there quite a bit, but from what I've gathered, that's entirely what's going to happen later today, which would be a huge loss for LSU. Clyde Edwards-Helaire, with all the talk of the receivers and the quarterbacks, deservedly so, Clyde Edwards-Helaire has been able to you know, kind of bring that ground punch to LSU's offense, leading the SEC in rushing touchdowns and rushing for over 1,200 yards, and what he does in pass protection and what he does catching the football out of the backfield. So we'll just have to wait and see. You know, there's three behind him, may get the call today, all three similar in ways but different skill sets. With Ty Davis Price, the freshman, John Emery, the freshman, and sophomore running back Chris Curry. So, you know, not only will it be running by committee if Clyde's unable to go, I think it will also be dictated by down and distance, where they are on the field, what's going on in the game, because each of them bring a little different skill set to the team. So all that's going to have to wait and see is, as they say in the business, stay tuned.
Hey, Chris, that was going to be my question to you because of how valuable – Edwards-Helaire is to this offense. What will be the biggest missing part if he's not out there?
Well, I think it's experience and the trust the coaching staff has. You know, the younger backs I mentioned are uber talented, and they're going to have an opportunity before they're done in Baton Rouge to put up some big numbers. But, you know, everybody kept asking during the year, why aren't we seeing more of them? And Coach O was pretty transparent about it. It's because of what all Clyde does in a number of facets of the game, including that pass protection. You know, there's not a lot of times they go max protect. In fact, you can only count a handful of times on the season. But Clyde does an excellent job sometimes tipping somebody that gives Joe just enough time. but he's important in that. So there's a lot of things that Clyde does that don't necessarily show up in the stat book that impacts the game that I think is the biggest concern if you're LSU, not having him out there.
Friend of the show and voice of the LSU Tigers, Chris Blair, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotlines. We're live from Stats Brew Pub here on College Football Game Time. Chris, Sam Ehlinger, Tua Tagovailoa, both guys threw for over 400 yards on this defense. Two dynamic offenses. This offense doesn't take a back seat to either one of those. What has been the difference about, you know, I think LSU has certainly grown defensively over the course of the year, but what is different about them going into a game like this versus what we've seen, you know, at times against some of the better quarterbacks in college football?
Well, they have been playing much better, and a big part of that is they've been healthy. Some of the guys right. They lost early in the season, midway through the season, you know, out a game here or two, they've had back over the last three ball games, and to be honest with you, it really shows. When you talk to coaches and you talk to the team trainers, there's always the physical aspect of an injury, and then there's a mental aspect. You know, getting in the game and understanding, hey, I can go full speed, or having a little bit of hesitancy and letting it all hang out, so to speak. And I think over time with this healthy group, and again, they're as healthy now as they were back in preseason camp going into this game, not only does it help everybody individually, but I think as a unit, they've played so much better over the last three ball games. But you're right. I mean, you're talking about Jalen Hurts, who obviously has a history with LSU and his time at Alabama and had nothing but success against LSU defensively. You know, it's a little bit different. He doesn't have the hulking offensive line that he had for years at Alabama. I got to believe Dave Aranda, the defensive coordinator, is going to dial up some pressure to try to get to him. Of course, you've got to contain a guy like Jalen Hurts, because once he decides to tuck and run, he's as good and as dangerous as anybody in the country. But I think the defense, the biggest difference has been consistency and continuity over the last three to four ball games. And, you know, again, they're playing their best defensive football of the season over this last couple of weeks.
Chris Blair, he's the play-by-play voice of the LSU Tigers. You can find him on Twitter, at LSU Tigers Voice. Chris, Oklahoma's been on this stage before. Jalen Hurts has played more college football playoff games than anybody. How much of an advantage is that for Oklahoma, or is it?
Oh, I think it is an advantage. I mean, I think, you know, number one, when you look at the quarterback situation, you got a guy who understands what it's like to be in this type of pressure cooker. You know, when they kick it off at 4 o'clock, all eyes across college football are going to be watching this game. So I think there's an advantage to being able to go into this, understanding the pressure, understanding the stage, but also still being able to slow the game down. Obviously, Joe Burrow has been able to do that every week of the season in some pretty big games, on some pretty good stages, against some pretty good ball clubs. But this is a little bit different. You know, Coach O, to his credit, this week has been no different than it was a couple of weeks ago for the SEC title game. It's been no different on the road as far as schedule's been concerned for the team than it has been all season long. And I think they're hoping that by keeping that consistency with the travel, that it will help this team, even though, again, there's so many implications based on this ball game as compared to some in the regular season. But I think it's an advantage for Oklahoma. We'll just have to wait and see if their talent and some of the depletion they have in personnel is good enough to overcome LSU.
Chris, Derek Stingley Jr. has been just an outstanding, I mean, All-American freshman. This kid does it all for, had a great game against Georgia. Do you think that they'll match him up one-on-one today with CeeDee Lamb?
I think we'll see some of that today. You know, that's kind of been the matchup I've been looking forward to seeing. I think it'll be pivotal in the outcome of this game is, you know, where they stick CeeDee Lamb in the formation. Do they mix it up a little bit? Do they keep him out wide? Do they put him in a slot? Do they try to get one of the LSU safeties matched up with him? And whether it's Derek Stingley Jr., who, again, led the SEC in interceptions, he's one of the tops in the country in pass breakups, he's certainly going to get a huge test today with CeeDee Lamb, because what stands out to me about Lamb is your biggest mistake is letting him catch the football. I don't know how many times this year, averaging over 100 yards a game, that he makes the catch wherever he is on the field, and he just breaks tackles, and then look out. And that, to me, is the biggest concern. But if he's out wide, he's going to face up against Derek Stingley Jr. And as CeeDee Lamb told the media earlier this week, whether it's Stingley or whether it's Christian Fulton, he's going to be facing the best defensive backfield he's seen all year.
Chris Blair, voice of the LSU Tigers, joining us here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Chris, does LSU try to basically put a spy on Jalen Hurts? And if so, who gets that responsibility?
Again, I think you guys must have been reading my notes. That's the other big matchup, is whether or not Dave Aranda, having gone against Jalen Hurts and knowing what he can do to you when he gets loose, whether or not they put a spy on him. You know, Dave's the type of coordinator who never sticks with anything for a game or for a long stretch in a game. He likes to keep them uncomfortable. So whether or not he's going to dedicate one guy for a specific set of plays or whether he does that for the entire game will be interesting to see. My personal opinion, if he does, I think it'll be Jacoby Stevens, the safety for LSU. Now, he's got two pretty good choices there in Grant Delpit and Jacoby Stevens.
Right.
But just from a physical standpoint, you know, Jacoby Stevens is the guy you want to be matched up, because he normally, once he gets his hands on you, you go down. Grant Delpit's an excellent open field tackler, but he's more of, you know, going down low and tripping players up, whereas Jacoby will match up with you, you know, face up, and just a great textbook tackler. So my guess is it would be Jacoby Stevens. And again, I'm not sure if that's something they're going to throw into today's mix, or whether we'll see it at times and then just try to keep them off balance. But to me, that's another big one, is whether or not they keep somebody truly dedicated to Jalen Hurts.
Chris, I'm a big fan of those hype videos that LSU cranks out before some of their games. The one this week for this game was narrated by John Goodman. Is there a connection between him and LSU?
Yeah, many years ago, John Goodman, and he had to ask me, I forget the name of the movie, it was about an LSU football player, and they shot in location. And this was well before he was on Roseanne and became a superstar. He played one of the football players, played a lineman in the movie, and they shot it at Tiger Stadium. And, of course, John now has made his residence in New Orleans for decades. That's where his home base is. And he's pretty regular. You'll see him when you're down there in New Orleans quite a bit. And since that connection, he's always been an LSU Tiger fan. So he was the guest picker on College Game Day earlier this season. And it was cool to see him get out there and narrate the hype video for this huge game today.
I thought it was King Ralph that gave him the start, but that's just me.
Chris Blair, he's the play-by-play voice of the LSU Tigers. Chris, thanks so much for the time, man. As always, enjoy the game today, and hopefully we get a chance to do this again before a national championship.
Thank you guys, as always. Great to be on with you. And yeah, let's hope we do this again in a couple of weeks.
Touchdown! You've got to be kidding me!
This is College Football Game Time, getting you caught up in the world of college football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
College Football Game Time at Stats Brew Pub. We are now less than 20 minutes away from the kickoff of the Peach Bowl, just down the street, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, between LSU and Oklahoma. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael, glad to be with you today. Let's get you caught up on a couple of games in the college football world that are wrapping up from earlier today. The Camping World Bowl game saw Notre Dame knock off Iowa State 33-9, the final score there. Ian Book throws for 247 and a score.
I asked the question, talk about, is Ian Book coming back next year for Notre Dame?
I think so.
They top 7 or 8? He comes back?
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
Definitely top 10.
Yeah.
Also, Penn State, 23 seconds left in the Cotton Bowl. Penn State landed on Memphis 53-39.
By the way, Notre Dame does play Georgia Tech next year.
Yes, they
Tech
do.
And Notre Dame do hook up.
This Micah Parsons, this linebacker for Penn State, looking like LeVar Arrington tonight. They ran 11 on.
Journey Brown, Penn State running back, 202 yards today, 2 touchdowns. Brady White, the Memphis quarterback, it doesn't matter who plays quarterback there, they put up numbers, 454 yards. He did throw 2 interceptions.
That daggone first touchdown run, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it was about 55, 60 yards.
Wait, I'm talking about just tossing folks around.
So it's that time of the show where we give you our picks. Normally, at this time, we take a look back at some of our picks last week. We don't have that available today, apparently, so we were all a perfect 4-0.
Yes, we were.
Did we even pick games? I can't remember. You weren't even here last
week. I wasn't even here either. I was calling the Celebration Bowl.
That's right. Yeah. You were gone early.
So, Freaky was
Brian Estridge's favorite bowl game.
Did Freaky call him?
With his favorite analyst. Is that your only bowl game, by the way?
Yeah, I'm not doing another one this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he turn it down?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, he's boy, he's
can
full
do that
media.
When you.
Well, yeah. He's full media guy now. Full time radio. He's full time radio. Full time media guy now.
I'm full time radio. So, with a mix of part time in it.
Wow. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Set
hope,
you straight.
Hope the boss is listening.
I do too.
Guys, I'll start. I like Clemson over Ohio State. LSU over Oklahoma. No real surprise in either one of those. Randy, I really hope Georgia shows up and is ready to play Georgia over Baylor.
J.R. Reed not going to play now, too.
Yep.
That was announced, so he is going to be out.
And I really struggled to find the upset today there or for this week. There's really not a ton of games out there that have a huge point spread, and I just didn't feel comfortable trying to take Oklahoma in that game. So how about Auburn losing to Minnesota? Auburn, a 7-point favorite.
Yeah,
the Gophers and P.J. Fleck.
I think Minnesota wins that game as well.
I do too.
Yeah.
I think Minnesota wins. I think Georgia will find a way to win. I don't think they're going to have their most impressive game, but I think they'll find a way to win. I like Clemson tonight, and I like LSU tonight.
Yeah, I got LSU, Clemson as well. I think Baylor's going to beat Georgia. Nah, I don't.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it's a motivated Baylor team against the. I don't know what Georgia's got. We know three offensive linemen not in. Your first team all conference defensive player not in.
Brian Harrion's not playing. DeAndre Swift probably won't play.
No, he's going to play. He's been practicing. I saw they showed him on the field. Now, how much
playing
he plays.
Playing and effective is two different things.
Right. And I asked this question, Chris. If Jake Fromm was 100% sure about going to the NFL, would he be playing in this game?
Yeah.
You think so?
Let's say if he announced he's going to the NFL, would he have played in this game?
Yes.
Why?
We haven't seen quarterbacks not play yet. Okay. We've seen everybody else who is it. I mean, anytime you put on a football helmet, you're at risk to get hurt. But you haven't seen these quarterbacks do it.
Right.
That are coming out early. You have not seen it happen.
Yeah. Fair point.
Real quick, guys. Bruce Feldman, about a half hour ago, tweeted out that Clyde Edwards-Helaire did practice yesterday afternoon and was cutting and moving around very well on the turf at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
That sounds good, but the thing about it, we'll look at DeAndre Swift. He's going to play, but how effective will he be when he's out there? I think he's a break this glass in a case of emergency type guy today.
Also, too, do you see the stat where 15 of the first 21 bowl games that have been played have been by 10 points or more?
Really?
Yeah.
That doesn't bode well for – hoping for these two great semifinal games.
It's just, you know, when you get to bowl season, you know, it's so – that's why it gets so hard to predict some of those games and can be so fickle about what some of these teams are. Who's motivated? Who wants to play? Who doesn't want to play?
All right, here we go. Seth Emerson says notable players not spotted at Georgia practice, Brian Harrion, Tyler Clark, David Wilson, outside linebacker Walter Grant, as well as Andrew Thomas, Isaiah Wilson, mm-hmm. In Cleveland and J.R. Reed.
Well, we knew Cleveland wasn't going to play along with Wilson and Thomas. They were all out. We already knew that they were out for the game.
One other
because of academic. The other two obviously going to the NFL.
Right. One other report. It's been reported by multiple outlets now. Plane crash in Louisiana headed to Atlanta for this game today, carrying Carly McCord, a sports reporter. She is the daughter-in-law of – LSU offensive coordinator, Steve Emsinger. And she was killed in that plane crash. Her husband, Steve Emsinger Jr., was not on the plane.
So sad.
Five people were killed in that plane crash.
So sad. Hate to hear that.
Emsinger will coach today.
There's no way I can coach today.
Yeah.
No way.
Crazy.
There's no way. But that's that's very unfortunate. Unfortunate news right there.
Does LSU cover today?
13.5. I think they cover late. I think a late touchdown. That's what I'm saying. I think it's going to be close probably until somewhere in the fourth quarter. And close, I mean maybe a touchdown lead. And I think LSU will add one at the end.
Yeah, I definitely think they cover. A couple of games, by the way, that we didn't get to coming up later on in the week. I think we got to most of them. We really didn't talk much at all, guys, about the Sugar Bowl at Georgia and Baylor, although I don't know how much is really left to say with all the guys
Georgia. I think it's just so hard to pinpoint what that game is going to be. I know this. If Baylor's not motivated to play in this game, I don't know what the hell game they're motivated to play.
No, they're going to come out. And I'm not going to – and I told you before, and I said this, I'm not giving Georgia no excuse for not wanting to be there. All right? Because if you don't lose to South Carolina, you know where you're playing today?
Oh, yeah.
Back here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Or out there. That's what you're doing. Mm-hmm. All right? That's what you're doing if you don't lose to South Carolina. But you lost to them. So get over it.
So I'll ask the question. I think the biggest question that game is Georgia's quarterback back and is the Baylor head coach back?
Yeah. Yeah, I think if you go back to August, you rewind back to August and you ask Baylor and Georgia, hey, you'll be playing in the Sugar Bowl, I think Georgia would be disappointed in that.
Yep.
Baylor would be
ecstatic.
Baylor would be turning cartwheels.
You don't think those oil guys are happy to be back in Louisiana playing in the Sugar Bowl like that? Back in the football business. Yep, absolutely.
Hey, Chris, that's such a great analogy. Back in the football business.
That's what it is.
Gator Bowl coming up January 2nd, Indiana.
They still call it the Gator Bowl?
They still call it the Gator Bowl. The Tax Slayer Gator Bowl.
That's actually a pretty good game, by the way, too. Sneaky good game, Indiana-Tennessee.
Yeah, tickets apparently, ticket sales have been good for that. So
I heard, by the way, too, did you hear that there were talk about you could get into this game today for $100 or maybe just under?
For where?
Today, here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you look at, I don't know. I was going to try to make an excuse for it. I don't know why. But
let me ask you this. If you're LSU, are you coming here or are you headed to the Superdome?
Because that's something that – because the thing about the whole Georgia experience was you had to go all the way to California.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
LSU, you come here and then you go back home.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
And then you come back again.
Yeah.
Well, it's a matter of do you want to spend the money on the tickets for the national title game.
Exactly.
You know.
College football game time. We'll come back. We'll put the wraps on this week's show. We'll do that next.
Oh, Randy puts the helmet on next.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's helmet right. Time. Oh, you want to stay tuned for that?
Yeah.
Get your cell phone
and
right.
Eric, they can actually see it on radio.
And Eric's going to hand it to him, too. Yeah. Eric said he's going to hand it to him.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Terry's coming by to hand it to him.
College football game time here on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Touchdown! You've got to be kidding me!
This is College Football Game Time. Getting you caught up in the world of college football on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back to wrap things up here from Stats Brew Pub today on Marietta Street, College Football Game Time. Chris Goforth, John Chuckery, Randy McMichael. As always, guys, special thanks to the folks here at Stats for taking such good care of us.
They always do.
We were trying to figure out, what do we got, two of these left, three of these left?
We don't have many.
Oh. Really?
Another season's
almost
college
football
books.
Season's over. This sucks.
Yeah. We wait all year.
Yeah, man.
For these, 15, 16 weeks of this we get.
Ah.
Hey, almost time to talk baseball.
Yeah, it's almost time to work that 6 day that they require, but yet we're going to do it anyways.
Two games already in the books today. Penn State knocks off Memphis.
Yeah, Harper's back.
Notre Dame.
We got a couple other part-time guys that are back, right? Yeah. Well, they lost two, but yeah, we all got it. Okay, no problem.
Chris is back.
Y'all done?
Yeah.
No.
I mean, now y'all carry on. I was gonna do a college football show over here.
Yeah,
but
don't tell me you're listening. You know, I'm gonna air my grievances. Yeah.
What he said.
Yeah.
Final thoughts on these two semifinal games.
I hope the game tonight is what we think it could be.
I hope today's game is a game that everybody can watch until the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
You know what
Agreed.
I'm saying?
Yeah.
I agree with
you, Randy.
And I'm with you on this evening game. I hope the sparks fly the way that we think they will. Because this is going to be Clemson's first test. It's going to be the first test of the year.
I'm trying to think.
Talent-wise.
I don't remember off the top of my head. When one of the semifinal games has two undefeated teams.
Yeah, he's listening.
In it. When one of the semifinal games has two undefeated teams. I don't remember how often that's happened.
They had undefeated teams?
Both teams undefeated, like Clemson and Ohio State. I don't remember how many times that's happened in the semifinals. I can't think of a time. I can't think of a time just off the top
of my
head.
This might be the first time they've had three undefeated teams.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think this might be the first time they had three undefeated.
But I'm trying to think. Yeah, I don't. Has there been a semifinal matchup of undefeated teams?
I can't think of any right now.
I can't think of one.
Hey, we're back next week, back in our regular time slot. Back in
all together.
I think so.
Who's out?
Who's out?
I'm here. You here? You're always here.
I got another day of vacation.
Take that another day.
One, two, three, four windows. I don't know. Hell, I'll be here.
Enjoy the college football today. We'll see you next Saturday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news,
you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.